Thank you. I would like to thank you for inviting me. And I would start by saying that I'm not speaking on behalf of the French Ministry of Armed Forces. The Institute for Strategic Studies, which is administratively linked to the MOD, is a research center which produces independent research for the benefit of the military. Having said that, I would start by saying that the landscape of about the way we understand China's influence operation in France has been changing for the last few years, and now we have a broad understanding of how China is launching influence operations in France. We have more or less the same, we can observe the same pattern that Philippe mentioned this morning. The instrumentalization of top former politicians, the use of propaganda on traditional and social media, the willing to control the narrative on China, mostly from the Five Poisons, but also from another actors, and a slight changing also from a positive messaging, the willing from China to control a positive message on China, and now some negative messaging also to spur promote some divisive issues also. And obviously, since we have a large Chinese diaspora in France, the instrumentalization of this diaspora using United Front agents and mostly WeChat. So we have more or less a large consensus in France about all these China threats. And it's also in this context that the law was passed last August. So the French, well, it doesn't work actually. Okay. Okay, the next one, please. So. Yeah. Thank you. So, okay. So last August, French Parliament passed a law. This law is called, is aimed at protecting France's defense and national security interest in the operation of mobile radio networks. And while Parliament and the government insisting on the fact that this law does not target specifically Huawei, the media quickly considered that the Chinese company was obviously the main target. So I suggest you, So I suggest to go back to the birth of the law by looking at three different aspects, the context and the debate on 5G in France, what the MPs say about Huawei, and finally, the content of the law. So, according to all the things that I'm saying are extract from reports or debates within the National Assembly and the Senate during the process of the law. According to French MPs, the fifth generation of mobile communication will be a technological breakthrough, so that's not really new. And they invoked several reasons for that. First, 5G will lead to a change of scale in network capacities. 5G promises an increase in speed, a reduction of latency time, and greater flexibility. And above all, 5G will allow new applications, so autonomous vehicles, smart cities, and IoT, for instance. These promises obviously will not happen overnight, and 5G will be deployed in France and in other places very gradually. So the first commercial launch took place in the US under the aegis of Verizon, and in Europe at least, but I may be wrong, but at least six countries had already allocated the frequencies for 5G. And according to that situation, on the basis of that situation, the French parliamentarians emphasized the necessity to avoid the mistakes of the past. France started the deployment of 4G with 3 years later than the US and South Korea. And this is a precedent that led to the publication of a roadmap by the French government in July 2018. And in this roadmap, the government mentioned that technological changes in 5G combined with acute cybersecurity threats will lead to high security requirements. So the government announced also a reflection on the impacts of 5G on the French framework. So the French MPs identified five risks, main risks. There are others, but they are the main five risks around the 5G. The traditional risk of spying, the risk of network malfunction due to failure or sabotage, the risk then of using network equipment to attack over digital equipment by implementing malware within the system. The MPs also mentioned the fact that 5G could lead to more subcontracting operations, and according to them, it's a risky business because subcontractors are more subjected to foreign interference. And finally, there is also a risk identified in the transition from an architecture with a core network to one with a distributed vulnerability, as it is for the 5G system. So what do the French MPs say about Huawei? Huawei has a good position on the French report, so it's quite interesting. So first of all, the French MPs remind and mention the fact that Huawei is a very profitable company, and they mentioned the growth of more than 300% the last 5 years. They mentioned also the fact that Huawei, and not only Huawei, but Chinese tech companies are a long-standing concern for the French government and the French institutions. And they mentioned a report wrote by Jean-Marie Bockel, which is a French senator, in 2012, where he called for a total ban on Europe of core networks, routers, and other sensitive equipment from China. So that's not new, the focus on China. Actually, today, there is no Huawei equipment used in France on core networks. There's no one. which is made possible actually by the criminal code, which makes telecom equipment on core networks subject to prior authorization. Beyond Huawei per se, the French MPs mentioned two other concerns. First, the Chinese law on intelligence passed on 2017 that requires any Chinese company to cooperate with the authorities in the collection of intelligence. And then the dumping question. MPs are concerned about the fact that the Chinese government finance Chinese company in the information sector. What's interesting also in the reports and in the debates is the fact that the French MPs tried to compare the threat from China and the threat from the US, and they remind the Snowden case and the fact that the Cisco has already implemented some backdoors technology in its equipment. They mentioned also the Cloud Act, which compel US service providers to provide data stored on their servers. So, what's in that law? Not so much, actually, for now. The French law introduces a system of prior authorization by the Prime Minister for the operation of equipment in 5G networks and subsequent generation. Then the equipment may be hardware or software, and the list of these equipment will be drawn up by the ARCEP, which is the regulatory authority for electronic and postal communication in France. The authorization will be granted for 8 years, for a maximum of 8 years, and may be refused if the government considers that there is, and I quote, a serious risk to the permanence, integrity, security, availability of the network, or confidentiality of data passing through the network. So the law obviously does not mention Huawei or any other company, but obviously the fights relating to Huawei and its equipment will be examined from a different angle or a different point of view because of the risk of interference. There is no details. No details have been given for now. We have to wait for the implementation decree. Because in France, as in some other countries, the laws are very broad text, only setting global principles. And then we have to wait for implementation decrees that mention all the details about how the law should be executed. So we have to wait for these decrees and for the list of terminals and equipments established by the ARCEP. Any breach of the law will be punished by 5 years of imprisonment or a fine up to 300,000 euros. So it's quite frustrating at the moment because we have no details about the contents of the decrees, and we don't know actually if the problem will be if the French institutions will deal correctly with this challenge. So it's frustrating, but we have to wait and for the decrees and also for the first decisions. taken by the Prime Minister on the different operators willing to work in France.